This morning, this is the Prophet's Corner Uncut. This is Sunday 6/1/25. The title is The 501c3. It's little c3. The 501c3 brought the church under the beast system. I, the Lord God, was replaced as the head of the church by this worldly system. My church quit following my spirit and began to follow the government system. The church, through the 501c3, came under that umbrella. The church under this system has been totally infiltrated. It will fail with this beast system. I have called my people out of it. Those that hear and obey will be vindicated. They will have to be renewed in their minds to my ways. I want to look at Revelation chapter 2. John is talking to the churches of Asia, or Jesus is talking to John about the churches in Asia. We're just going to read the verses there, not the whole chapter. Chapter 2, I think I even read this last week. Little different matter, but Lord's brought it up again. Revelation chapter 2, verse 7. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Verse 11. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. 17. He says this to each church. Wait a minute. To he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Verse 29. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4 times in chapter 2. Then chapter 3, verse 6. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Verse 13. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. And then 22. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. So 7 churches. This document, the 501c3, will be void by hearing and obeying my Spirit. In other words, I don't believe you have to do anything except begin to follow the Spirit. Repent and say, sorry, Lord, and get on track with God. Now let's go to Revelation 14. We see a picture of God's real church here. They are the ones who have not been sealed with the beast, number of the beast, but with the mark of God. This is Revelation 14. And I looked, and lo, a lamb stood on the Mount Zion, and with him 144,000. This is the New Jerusalem. We know about this. We've read it many times. This is the real people of God, having his Father's name written in their foreheads. And I heard a voice from heaven, as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of a great thunder. And I heard the voice of harpers harping with their harps, and they sung, as it were, a new song before the throne and before the four beasts and the elders. They're finally playing his tune, you understand? They're playing his song before the throne, not the system. And the elders, and no man could learn that song but the 144,000 which were redeemed from the earth, because it's by the Spirit. These are they which were not defiled with women, for they are virgins. They are they which follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth. These were redeemed from among men, being the first fruits unto God and to the Lamb. and in their mouth was found no guile. For they are without fault before the throne of God. And I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, and to carry to every nation, kindred, tongue, and people, saying with a loud voice, Fear God, give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come, and worship him that made heaven and earth and the sea and the fountains of waters. And there followed another angel, saying, Babylon is fallen, that great city, because she made all nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. And the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, If any man worship the beast in his image and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink of the wrath of the God, drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation, and he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and the presence of the Lamb. And the smoke of their torment ascendeth up forever and ever, and they have no rest day nor night, who worship the beast in his image, and whosoever receiveth the mark of his name. Here's the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto him, Write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them. And I looked, and behold, a white cloud, and upon the cloud one sat like unto the Son of Man, having on his head a golden crown, and in his hand a sharp sickle. And another angel came out of the temple, crying with a loud voice to him that sat on the cloud, Thrust in thy sickle, and reap, for the time is come for thee to reap, for the harvest of the earth is ripe. And he that sat on the cloud thrust in his sickle on the earth, and the earth was reaped. And another angel came out of the temple, which is in heaven, he also having a sharp sickle. Another angel came out from the altar, which had power over fire, and cried with a loud cry to him that had the sharp sickle, saying, Thrust in the sharp sickle, and gather the clusters of the vine of the earth, for her grapes are fully ripe. And the angel thrust in his sickle into the earth, and gathered the vine of the earth, and cast it into the great winepress of the wrath of God. And the winepress was trodden without the city, and blood came out of the wine. And blood came out of the winepress, even to the horse bridles, by the space of 1,600 furlongs. Now go to Revelation 18, just a few verses here. Verse 8. And after these things, I saw another angel come down from heaven, having great power, and the earth was lighted with his glory. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen, and has become the habitation of devils, the hold of every foul spirit, a cage of every unclean and hateful bird, for all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. And the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, Come out of her, my people. There's no recovering of the old church system, the 501c3 system. It's coming down with the rest of the corporations. Come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not of her plagues. For her sins have reached unto heaven, and God hath remembered her iniquities. Reward her even as she rewarded you, double unto her double according to her works, and the cup which she hath filled to her double. How much she hath glorified herself and lived deliciously, so much torment and sorrow give her, for she saith in her heart, I sit a queen and have no widow and shall see no sorrow. Therefore shall her plagues come in one day, death and mourning and famine, and she shall be utterly burned with fire, for strong is the Lord God who judgeth her. Okay, let's go to Ephesians chapter 5. We'll start there at verse 5. For this ye know, that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idolater, hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Be not ye therefore partakers with them. For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all God, goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. They don't go their own way. They go God's way. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them, for it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. For whosoever doeth or doth make manifest is light. Wherefore he saith, awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. Ain't making no bones here. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Must be changed. You got to be changed to inherit the kingdom of God. This is 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Starting with 45 there. And so it is written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. The last Adam was made a quickening spirit. Howbeit, that was not first which is spiritual, but that which is natural, and afterward that which is spiritual. The first man is of the earth, earthy. The second man is the Lord from heaven. As is the earthy, such are they so that are earthy. And as is the heavenly, such are they also that are heavenly. And as we have borne the image of the earthy, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither doth corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, the dead shall rise, or shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. Okay, the apostle is an ambassador of the gospel. Jesus laid down the Great Commission to his 12 and then to his 11. Okay, we're going to read the Great Commission for the sake to get it on tape for whoever might be listening to this. This is Matthew 28. To me, this is the first love of the apostle. He's an ambassador. She's an ambassador to the gospel. First place. Jesus sent out his apostles with this message, this great commission. Verse 18. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, well, let me read 16. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them, which he also called them apostles. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you, and lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world. Okay, again, we see this in Matthew 16, a little bit different take on it, starting with 16:15. Let me just start with 14. Afterward, he appeared unto the 11 as they sat at meat and upbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they believed not them which had seen him after he had risen. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and that is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall drink, take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Okay. As we have turned in this direction to share the gospel wherever we go, being led by the Holy Spirit, it seems the warfare has been amped up. We must armor up. Paul had this to say about it. Ephesians 6:10 talks about the armor of God. And who better than to write that book than the one that probably suffered the most as an apostle? Right here, he talks about the wiles of the devil. It means traveling over. In other words, it doesn't let up and it repeats itself over and over again, travesty or trickery. Paul, as an ambassador to the gospel, makes this prayer request. Let's go and read this part. This is Ephesians 6, 19 and 20. He said, "And for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak." Remember Paul's journey to Rome? The boring Sunday that I read all those passages. God went to great lengths to get Paul on it through that journey to Rome to stand before Caesar. Okay, he was there to present the gospel as an ambassador to the gospel. He called himself the ambassador in bonds. He was in bonds under the Roman government. His mission to boldly make known the mystery of the gospel. There is nothing greater than taking the gospel. It's not a little thing to snatch someone out of the fire. Jude 23, that says that right here. "And others say with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garments spotted by the flesh." We're talking about corruption putting on incorruption. You cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Revelation chapter 10. Started with verse 1 there. "And I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was upon his head, and his face was as it were the sun, and his feet as pillars of fire. And he had in his hand a little book open, and he set his right foot upon the sea, his left foot on the earth, and cried with a loud voice, as when a lion roareth. When he had cried, seven thunders uttered their voices. And when the seven thunders had uttered their voices, I was about to write, and I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, Seal up those things which the seven thunders uttered, and write them not. And the angel which I saw stand upon the sea and upon the land lifted up his hand to heaven, and swear by him that liveth forever and ever, who created heaven and the things that therein are, and the earth and the things that therein are, and the sea and the things which therein are therein, that there should be time no longer. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished, as he hath declared to his servants the prophets." That was the book that Daniel sealed. That's the book that's open in Revelation chapter 4 and 5 when the seals begin to open. This same book. It's the mystery of the gospel. "And the voice which I heard from heaven spake unto me again and said, Go and take the little book which is open in the hand of the angel which standeth upon the sea and upon the earth. And I went unto the angel and said unto him, Give me the little book. And he said unto me, Take it and eat it up, and it shall make thy belly bitter, but it shall be in thy mouth sweet as honey." This is the taking of the gospel, the mystery of the gospel. "And I took the little book out of the angel's hand and ate it up, and it was in my mouth sweet as honey. And as soon as I had eaten it, and my belly was bitter. And he said unto me, Thou must prophesy again before many peoples and nations and tongues and kings." The gospel, the mystery of the gospel. He ate the message. It was bitter inside of him. It's the same message we carry. You're no longer waiting for something to happen. Now take real, I want you to really listen. This is to us personally. You're no longer waiting for something to happen. Get out of that mindset. The Lord has said to us, out of the test, out of the fire, out of the training and into the glory. Get this mindset. No more. Oh, something's going to happen. Oh, something's got to happen, got to happen, got to happen, got to happen. That old mentality that just keeps you just running in a rut day in, day out. Listen to me closely. From this moment forward, wherever you go, things will begin to happen as you carry my gospel message. You made it. Consider yourself released to carry forward my commission. It is first and foremost. In other words, he's saying the gospel is first and foremost. I am angry and I'm judging the church that has lost its first love. I gave my life so that all could have eternal life. This is first and foremost. Always keep it first, your first love. This is Revelation chapter 2, verse 1 through 5. He's exhorting the church because this church said, or he says, lost their first love. This is Revelation 5, the first five verses here. Unto the church, to the angel of the church of Ephesus, write these things, saith he that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand, who walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. You know, I don't know how people don't realize Jesus sees it all. I know thy works and thy labor and thy patience, and how thou canst not bear them which are evil, and thou hast tried them which say they are apostles and are not, and hast found them liars, and hast borne and hast patience, and for my name's sake hast labored and hast not fainted. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against you, because thou hast left thy first love. Remember, therefore, from which thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly and will remove thy candlestick out of thy place, except thou repent. The gospel's always got to be first. Okay, my church, the 501c3 church, forgot about this mission and listened to the beast. If you keep this first, you will be in good standing with me. As you go about from this time forward, things will be happening. If you think there isn't, just gauge it by the warfare. And you will know that you're right over the target, and then you won't feel so bad about it. There's a reason. It's not that we're just suffering. There's a reason. We're over the target. We're in a war. If we hadn't noticed, this is called warfare. Let's look at Acts 5 a minute, just a couple of scriptures. Acts chapter 5, verse 41 and 42. And they departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name. And daily in the temple and in every house, they ceased not to teach and preach Jesus Christ. They counted the cost. Through the 501c3, the apostles were all phased out. Wonder why. They are the ambassadors of the gospel. Part of their anointing is winning the lost. This evil regime is coming down. Babylon has fallen in its evil 501c3. The apostles put the Great Commission first, as it should be. The light of the church has gone out. I ask the Lord what we are supposed to do with these people we come across that are like sheep without a shepherd. They have nowhere to go. This is what he brought up to me today. I'm going to read to you John chapter 1. Starting with verse 29. The next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him and saith, Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, After me cometh the man, which is preferred before me, for he was before me. And I knew him not, but that he should be made manifest to Israel. Therefore am I come baptizing with water. And John bare record, saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it abode upon him. And I knew him not, But he that sent me to baptize with water, the same said unto me, upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same is he which baptizes with the Holy Ghost. And I saw and bear record that this is the Son of God. And again, the next day, after John stood and two of his disciples and looking upon Jesus as he walked, he said, Behold, the Lamb of God. And the two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Jesus. Then Jesus turned and saw them following, and saith unto them, What seek ye? They said unto him, Rabbi, which is to say, being interpreted, Master, where dwellest thou? And he saith unto them, Come and see. They came and saw where he dwelt, and abode with him that day, for it was about the 10th hour. Looks like we're going to be teaching people still. He also reminded me of what he said before, that he will confirm this ministry to them by signs following. That's what they followed Jesus because of the signs that followed. This is whenever John saw the Spirit descend on Jesus, and he knew he was the Son of God. God gave him a sign. All right, in Acts, you know where that is? I put John, not Acts. Acts. This morning were signs and wonders done by the apostles. It's 19. Acts 19. And God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul, so that from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs or aprons, and the diseases departed from them, and the evil spirits went out of them. In other words, God is going to confirm Okay, that's all of that. You can stop the tape.